Welcome to the Amherst Wesleyan Church Sermon Podcast. This month, we are doing a series on how to build healthy families. And last week, Pastor Brad shared about investing in our kids and making sure that we are allowing God the primary role of investing in our kids, that they are His kids first and foremost. Well, today we're dealing with another aspect of family, and that's the parents. I've got three fairly young kids. One's 8, one's 5, and one is 2. Two boys and a girl. And every so often, we have this experience with our kids where they get mad about something, they get upset about something, and they start to whine, or they start to use that grumpy, annoying voice, and they get that look on their face, and they go, "No." Now, more often than not, there's one particular child of mine that does this. And he'll get this grumpy look on his face, and he'll stare right at you, and he'll go, "No, I'm never going to do that, and I'm never going to listen to you ever again." And I say, "Excuse me?" And he goes, "Who's in charge here?" "You!" "And so, should you be speaking to me like that?" "No!" "So what should you do?" "I don't know!" And that's kind of how the conversation goes until some time passes. I tickle him, he yells at me for tickling him, and it's a whole wonderful experience. I'm either certain that many of you have had that experience, or I'm just optimistic that it's not just me, and because that would be very sad and depressing if I was the only one to deal with children acting in that way. But I have this feeling that most of us in this room have had the experience of dealing with children who are obstinate or difficult or frustrating or just angry with us. And the question for me is, there's this verse in the Bible, in actually the Ten Commandments, that says this. It's found in Exodus chapter 20, it's verse 12. It says, "Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you." Honor your father and mother. And I think about that a lot, because I'm dealing with my kids, and I'm like, "No, you kiddos need to honor mom and dad. You need to honor us." But the question that I have to wrestle with is, one, what does that even mean? And two, how are you supposed to live that out when your parents are not honorable? Because the reality is that all of us in this room have had different experiences. You've had experiences, some of you, with your own kids. Some of you have had these experiences, interesting experiences, with your own parents or your grandparents, or whoever played the role of parent in your life, because some of you don't even have a relationship with your parents. And you've just grown up with somebody else playing that role, and they may have been a good role model, they may have been a bad role model. Some of them have been horrible people, and some of them have been good people. And what are we supposed to do with this command that says, honor your parents, honor your mother and your father, when your parents are not honorable? Some of you, you look at your history and you think about your parents, and when you think of your parents, you just think of evil people. Your parents may have abused you. They may have been criminals. They may have been completely hateful and horrible. They may have done things to you or your siblings that continue to horrify you and cause you problems. What are you supposed to do with that? Others of you, you think about your parents and you think about what you're going through in your life, and you just feel like, Mom and Dad just don't get it. They've never understood me. They've never understood what I'm going through. They've never understood the things that I've faced and how I'm trying to deal with life, and they're kind of stuck in one way of thinking and they don't understand. And I think most of us go through that stage at some point in our lives, and some of it's just being a teenager and you don't think they understand. Other times you're an adult and you're like, Mom and Dad still don't get it. How come you're not able to answer the phone? The phone ring. How do you not know how to turn the volume off on your phone? And simple things, and you're like, they just don't understand. And then there are others where you had your parents and they tried. They really tried, but they really didn't do a great job. They weren't abusing you. They weren't taking you out to parties and getting you drunk along with them. They weren't the parents that did drugs with you and started you along that path. But they were just parents that they were always angry. They were always facing their own struggles first. And they made a lot of mistakes. And you know, you think about them and you're like, they tried. I know they tried. But they weren't great. What are we supposed to do about those situations? How are we supposed to show honor to our parents in those kinds of situations? In the New Testament, the Apostle Paul writes to the church and he says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. The Greek and the Hebrew word used for honor here is about value. Bestowing value on something. That when you honor something, it is because it is heavy, it carries a lot of weight. You look at it with significance. I think one of the problems we have in answering the question, what do we do with this command? What do we do with this guidance? Is that we often mistake respect and honor. We confuse respect and honor. Now, in English, sometimes we use them interchangeably, but I think at their core, they are two separate things. They are two different things. Respect, I believe, is at its core mainly about maintaining boundaries. and continuing to follow the rules around those boundaries, where if something is already established, you uphold them. You continue to follow those rules, that if there are property lines, you respect each other's property lines. If you own a car and somebody else doesn't, you respect the boundary around that car. Whereas honor is about elevation, bringing someone up, making them feel better, making them more important, elevating them, showing them a greater sense of honor, a greater sense of value. So, why I say that is because we often assume that the person needs to be respectable, and we need to respect the person and what they say and do what they say in order to honor them. And we often assume that they must be honorable in order for us to honor them. No, they need to be respectable for us to respect them, but they do not need to be honorable for us to honor them. Are you tracking with me? Let me give you kind of an example here. When you purchase an airplane ticket, you purchase the right to a seat on the airplane, correct? They respect that purchase by giving you the seat that you have paid for. You paid for it, you've earned it, you've got your name there on the list. It is disrespectful for them not to give you that seat on the airplane. Honor is when they look at your airplane ticket and say, hey, I'm going to bump you up to first class. You didn't pay for it. That wasn't already established. That wasn't something already in writing, already put in place. That is something above and beyond how it already operates. Respect is the already established boundary. You hold to that. Honor is when you go above that. You put somebody more important. You make them feel more important. What all this comes down to, I believe, is this basic rule of thumb. Treat your parents as if they are more important than you think they are. Treat your parents as if they are more important than you think they are. And I've worded it this way very intentionally. Because we all have this idea of what kind of value our parents actually have. Some of us think highly of them. Some of us try not to think of them at all. Some of us think they're okay. But in order to honor somebody, they have to be elevated. It has to go higher. It has to take what we think their actual value is, and we need to make that value greater. And so, whatever it is that you think, as important as you think they are, our job as children is to treat them more important than that. Treat them as if they are more important than we think they actually are. And Jesus spoke about this. Paul spoke about this. It's mentioned several times in the Word of God. And we need to show honor to our parents. Now, let me clarify. Let me clarify what this doesn't mean, okay? This does not mean that if your parent tells you to do something immoral, that you should do it. This does not mean that you should let your parent sexually abuse you or physically abuse you. This does not mean that you should just enable and allow sinful behavior to continue, or that you should stay in an unsafe situation. That is not what honoring means. Mainly, because that's not what honoring is. And two, because your primary parent above your physical parents is that you are a child of God. And you are to honor God the Father. And you are not honoring God the Father by committing some sort of sinful act or enabling somebody else to commit some sort of sinful act or staying in a position where you are going to be the object of a sinful act. And so to honor your father and your mother does not mean that you need to just allow them to do whatever they want to you. It does not mean that you should go along with whatever they say whenever they say it. You are a child of God, and you are to honor God the Father above everyone else, even your physical, biological parents. So if your parent says, I want you to go in that store, and I want you to go grab a bag of chips and go out without paying for it, you don't do it, because that dishonors God your Father. Now, understanding that, understanding what it doesn't mean, what does it mean? What does it look like to treat your parents as if they are more important than you think they are? Some of you, you're going to take this and it's going to apply to your life because you are still under the roof and you are under the authority of your parents. Some of you, you're going to take this stuff and it's going to apply to you because you're an adult and your parents are getting older and you're like, I don't know how I'm supposed to live and interact with them. Some of you, this is something that you've got to understand so that you can teach your kids properly what it means to honor, and you need to set that example for them and you need to train them in that. Some of you, your parents are gone. And you may be thinking, well, I can't do any of that. You can still honor them even if they're dead. Even if they're not with us. And some of you, it's going to apply because you have an opportunity to set an example for the people around you. But what this means is that when you look at your parents, you see them at a one level of importance, and you've got to treat them better. You've got to listen. You've got to listen. You've got to pay attention. You've got to talk to them like they matter. You've got to talk to them like they're important, that they're not a waste of space. When you are under their authority, you've got to obey them. You've got to talk to them like they're important people. You need to educate them on some things without making them feel like idiots. Oh, Mom, you're so dumb. How come you don't understand how to use my iPhone on the VR set? Oh, yeah, Mom, this is really different. Let me show you how this works. Yeah, it's really hard. It's really hard to wrap your head around this stuff, and so I want to help you see it. I want to help you understand it. Oh, don't worry about that. That's complicated. It's about acting in a way in public that outsiders look at you and they go, man, whoever raised you did a good job. It's having a reputation that people look at you and they end up thinking highly of your parents, even if they don't deserve it. Even if they don't deserve it. It's paying attention to what they say. It's about considering their values, considering their words, their needs, their sacrifices, their destiny. It's accepting with incredible gratitude from them. It's refusing to abuse them. It's about living in a way that actually slows down and listens to their words as if their words are actually wise and important, even if they aren't. It's taking the time to pay attention because honoring your parents means you treat your parents as if they are more important than you think they are. Now, is this just a random command? Is this just how you live your life? No. And I don't know if I can really explain to you here today why exactly this is such a priority in the Word of God and why this matters so much throughout the story of the Bible. But I do know that in the Old Testament and the New Testament, it is both declared that this is one of those commands that comes with a promise, and that the quality of your life is directly connected to how you treat your parents. I don't know exactly what the connection is. I don't know exactly how it works. But we have it declared several times that the quality of your life is directly connected to how you treat your parents. We need to honor our mothers and our fathers. We need to treat our parents as if they are more important than we think they are. And I understand that this is one of those things that can make sense. I'm feeling like we're all kind of understanding. We get it. Everyone kind of get it so far. You get this? Because I've got 30 more points we've got to go through here today, right? No, don't worry. Don't worry. I think this is one of those commands that is easy. Once we talk through it, it becomes easy for us to understand. It makes sense to us. But then it can be exceptionally difficult to live out, especially when your parents are not honorable. Honorable just means that they're already worthy to be elevated. And it doesn't say that you honor those who are honorable. It says honor your mother and your father. Treat them as more important than you think they are. But this is definitely one of those commands that we need the power of Christ to create that attitude inside of us. And you may be here today thinking, yeah, I like these ideas, I like these values, I like that thought, I want to be able to give that example to my kids, I want to change the relationship I have with my parents, I want to just be able to do that even when it's not honorable, even when my parents aren't honorable, I want to do that. And the reality is that in human effort, we can do some things, but we absolutely need the power, resurrection power of Jesus to change the attitudes of our hearts. And if you are here today and you have not committed your life to following Jesus, you are ultimately not going to be able to do this or do it well. And you need the power of Christ to change your heart. And that's why He came, to change your heart. And those of you that are here and you are followers of Jesus and you have committed to following Him and He has already started that work of changing in your heart, you do not need to try to do this on your own strength. You need to surrender your parents and surrender your pride and surrender your attitude to Him and say, God, I want to honor my parents the way that You have called me to, even though I don't feel like it, even though I don't want to, even though I don't understand how I'm supposed to do it with these people, I need You to put that attitude in my heart. And it's when we surrender to Christ that He starts to change it from just an outward action that we can fake to an inward attitude that just comes and pours out of us. The worship team's going to come up and they're going to lead us in a few more songs. And this is an incredible moment for us to be able to reflect on this and to pray through this and to think about, what is God calling me to? What do I need to do? Maybe it's you need to have a conversation with your parents. Maybe it's you just need to change how you've been living, behaving. Maybe it's a conversation you need to have with God and you need to surrender your life to Him for the first time. Maybe you need to recommit your heart to Him. Maybe this is one of those moments where you've got to really surrender some hurt and some anger and some frustration and some pride to Christ and say, I need you to take this away from me. I need you to handle this. I need to have your heart put inside of me so that I can live it out. Whatever it is, this is an incredible moment that you have to navigate this, to live this, to figure this out. Because the Bible is very clear, God is very clear, that something He wants for us in our lives is to treat our parents as more important than we think they are.
Thanks for listening and being part of our church and joining us in this journey to become down-to-earth people following Jesus in down-to-earth ways.